This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Members of the University of Houston Turning Point USA chapter gathered last night, one day after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated while speaking at a university in Utah. Members of the conservative student organization, whose first branch was founded by Kirk, declined to speak with the media. UH student Diego Roldan says he's not a member of Turning Point and had only happened to walk by as the vigil was taking place, but said he had watched Kirk from time to time online.
I think it's terrible. I think everything about it's horrific. I think it's devastating. I think it really just kind of shows kind of where society is in America right now, how divided we are. I think something needs to happen.
As you just heard on NPR, the suspect has been arrested. More than a dozen Durham elementary parents rallied again at the Houston ISD board meeting last night to voice their concerns over changes at their campus. Part of their concern is over the reassignment of teachers. Here's Angela Kelly. She was one of the teachers reassigned after more than a decade teaching at Durham.
The reality is that teachers are being pushed out in droves, and parents are flooding this very boardroom and children because they are outraged.
The parents say they'll continue to speak at every board meeting until HISD leaders address their concerns. Now, the board did vote to approve the addition of more than 350 bus stops to prevent students from using hazardous crossings to get to and from school. The Texas Education Code considers a stop hazardous when there is no walkway and students are forced to cross freeways, under and over passes, bridges, and other risky crossings. HISD, Street Lamar High School, and Milby High School have several stops on the list. Last December, a Milby student died after a train hit him as he crossed the tracks on his way to school. Two students in the last month have been struck by cars near Lamar High School. Both of those students are expected